For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli. China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations has agreed to upgrade their free trade area and solve territorial disputes. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi made the announcement Thursday at a press briefing after a special meeting with his counterparts of ASEAN members and ASEAN Secretary General Li Luangmin in Beijing. Wang Yi ensures controversy over the Nansha Island sovereignty will not affect relations between China and the ASEAN nations. He goes on to say the common interests of China and ASEAN should not be affected by private interests and stressed a single member's opinion is not the overall stance of ASEAN. A Chinese Defense Ministry spokesman says the Chinese Defense Minister Chang Wanchuan has no plan to meet his Japanese counterpart during the ASEAN Defense Ministers Meeting Plus. Yan Yuzhan says the defense minister had a series of bilateral meetings scheduled, but that Japan was excluded. The second ASEAN Defense Ministers Meeting Plus concluded in Brunei's capital Bandar Seri Begawan on Thursday, with a declaration named after the city signed. In the declaration, the ministers reaffirmed their commitment to enhance peace and security in the Asia-Pacific region. Western powers have been debating whether to press ahead with military intervention in Syria in response to a chemical weapons attack carried out in a Damascus suburb last week. Many more countries say they are against taking military action in Syria, as a UN investigation team are still collecting evidence. The British Parliament has just voted against possible military strikes in Syria with a majority of 13 votes. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is asking for more time. For his part, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said his country will defend itself from foreign aggression, stressing determination to eliminate terrorism in the war-weary country. Egyptian police have arrested a senior member of the Muslim Brotherhood. Mohammed al-Beltaghi was arrested in Giza Governorate and transferred to Tora Prison Complex. In July, Egyptian prosecutors filed charges against Beltaghi. He was accused of inciting violence and murdering peaceful protesters. North Korea's National Defense Commission has warned the United States and South Korea to scale back military exercises. General Kim Yong-chol, vice chief of the Korean People's Army General Staff, highlighted concerns over nuclear bombers in a joint U.S.-South Korean military exercise in April. Kim Yong-chol has called on the U.S. and South Korean governments to refrain from any provocation. The president of TEPCO has apologized to the head of the Fisheries Association for his company's handling of contaminated water leaks. The company is running Japan's crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant. Radioactive water has been leaking from tanks at Fukushima, some of which may have escaped into the sea through a rainwater gutter. Chairman of the Japanese Fisheries Corporation, Hiroshi Kishi, says he is gravely concerned. China National Petroleum Corporation has confirmed it will remove its four senior executives under investigation for serious violation of discipline. The four executives include Wang Yongchun, Deputy General Manager of the CNPC, and Ran Xinchuan, Vice President of PetroChina. Authorities say the four have been relieved of party-related posts and corporate administrative posts. The move comes after the authorities started an anti-corruption probe on CNPC and its subordinate PetroChina earlier this week. The trial in which a well-known Chinese army tenor's teenage son is accused of gang rape has ended at a Beijing district court. In February, a woman reported to the police that she was raped by five men after drinking. The son of Li Shuangjiang, a renowned PLA singer, is one of the suspects. Four of the five defendants pleaded guilty yesterday. Prosecutors say four of the defendants are still juveniles, and they should receive less severe punishments. The country's weather authorities say China has experienced its highest temperatures in August since 1961. Most parts of China saw temperatures higher than or close to average levels. Remarkably high temperatures were reported in eight provincial level regions. The average temperature was about 2.8 degrees Celsius higher than that of the same period in previous years. That's the latest news for CRI. I'm Mark Cavigli.